Well, hello out there, everybody. It is your girl, Angela Pride, here with you, Coach Pride, Lady Pride, AP Empowers, coming to you live here in podcast land. Thank you so much for tuning in and subscribing to my channel. I come to do none other than motivate you, inspire you, and encourage you today. I hope you guys are having a fantastic day. I know that I am. Another day above ground is always a blessed day for Coach Pride. So anyway, just come to you today. I want to talk to you just for a second, just for a spell. God dropped it in my spirit, and I've been dealing with it a lot lately with clients and such. And so I just wanted to talk about a little bit today. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. But you guys know I have to do my little housekeeping before we get going into our topic of the day. Super excited about the upcoming things that Coach Pride has coming to you guys. Our When Women Lead Networking Social is taking place here in the upstate of South Carolina, downtown Greenville at 526 West. It is located at 526 West Washington Street, downtown Greenville. Head over to eventbrite.com and reserve your spot today. This is going to be our When Women Lead Networking Holiday Social, okay? So we're going to getting ready for the holidays, and I just want you ladies to come out. Our theme for this networking social is going to be celebrate the little things. I want to talk to you ladies about why you're not celebrating your accomplishments, whether big or small. So please come out for that. That's my empowerment piece. Super excited about my spotlight sponsors. I've got Sita Hoyt on board. She's got Park Lane Jewelry. She is a jewelry stylist now, and she's going to have some intriguing things to share with you guys about the pieces that she's offering. Also excited about Shanette Sullivan. She is a CPA certified, one of the best in the business, can help you with that tax preparation for your business as well as personal. So super excited to have her in the building as well. So we're excited. We're looking for one to two more sponsors. So if you are interested, please get with me on social media or send me an email at Angela, A-N-G-E-L-A, at coachwithpride.com, okay? And I will get you that sponsorship information, and we can see if you will be a good fit for the When Women Lead Networking Social. All right, so that is one of the events that we have coming up. Another thing that I just recently rolled out, good people, is my When Women Lead Mentoring Membership. So I am an advocate believer in mentorship. I believe that we all need mentors. I believe mentorship can take whatever you're doing to its next level. And so I really want to try to provide that. But I wanted to make it, you know, something that would definitely be accountability involved. And so there is a financial commitment as well as a time commitment on it. And so we have different levels for this membership. So hopefully we can meet the needs of wherever you ladies are. It is for women only, guys. So I apologize to you. But if you have a sister, a wife, a mom, a business colleague that you feel like may need some mentoring, please refer her to Coach Pride today. I would love to have her as a part of the When Women Lead tribe, okay, as well as you ladies if you're listening. Again, mentoring is essential. I feel like mentoring is about growth. I feel like it's about trust, and those are some of the things that I want to help to place into your life as in the form of mentorship. And so if you want more information on that, you can go to my website, coachwithpride.com, sign up on the form. I believe it says mentorship, or it may say mastermind at the top tab. So go ahead and do that, and you can get more information on how you can become a part of this tribe, how you can be a member. And the good thing about the membership, the time limit restraint on it is a 6-month commitment. And I'm doing that because I want the group to get to know one another. I want the group to become a sisterhood. I want that peer accountability. And when we put a time limit on like that, we can make sure that those sorts of things are effective. So that's our When Women Lead Mentoring Membership. It's going to kick off January of 2019. We'll have set days that we are doing our conference. I think the one thing that's consistent across all levels is that monthly group conference that we do. We'll throw out topics like accountability, like commitment, relationship, communication, and so much more. And the good thing about it is if you sign up for the first 6 months, The topics in the second 6 months are not going to be the same. So you technically could sign up for a year. Again, I believe that the monthly fee is definitely affordable, but we have different levels. And we also have a level for young ladies, teens, that I want to do some mentoring with as well. Their membership is only one time a month, and that's all that comes in their membership, but it's very affordable. Ladies, if you have daughters between the ages of 11 and 17 and you would like them to partake in something like this, it's a phone conference, so it's nothing that they have to come to. I am looking to, as this mentoring membership grows, you know, doing a social just for the mentees and the people, so you guys can meet each other and mingle and do those sorts of things. But I'm super excited about this, guys. I really believe in mentorship. And some people may say, well, why are you putting a price tag on it? And I think that that is just more for the accountability. I think you're more serious when you're investing in yourself. When you invest in something, you want to get your money's worth out of it. And so that's one of the things that I found. I definitely have several people that I've mentored at no cost. But this way, again, it is a commitment. Verbally, you're going to be on a monthly commitment as well as a financial commitment. So for more information, again, go to coachwithpride.com. And I am looking forward to starting this thing in January. I hope you guys are getting ready for the holidays. Tune in to my radio talk show. I am on the radio Monday through Thursday. You can get me via tunein.com. It's WXRU 107.9 FM from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Monday through Thursday. Next week, I'm going to be talking about holiday ideas, talking about how to get yourself ready for the holidays, what you should be doing now, and so on and so forth. So I want you to make sure you tune in and get those tips as well. We're revamping our website, coachwithpride.com, so you're going to be seeing some more things coming there. I'm going to be giving away more stuff, tips and different things on workshops that I'm no longer doing or speaking opportunities that are no longer available, so you can get access to that sort of stuff as well. All right, now back to our topic. People don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. Again, guys, that is one of the things that I've learned throughout my years here and my experience just dealing with people. I think so many people in today's society have their hand out and they're less likely to be giving or reciprocating. Have you ever felt like this, guys? You get, you know, on social media now, you get invites in all sorts of facets. You can get a Facebook invite. You might be able to get an Instagram invite. You've got people in your DM that you don't even know. And so, you know, what I say to that, guys, and it's just a little bit of etiquette, Facebook etiquette, I would say, introduce me to your products and or services, i.e. or your event. Introduce me to that thing before you just shove it down my throat. You know, a lot of times when I share on social media, I will share it on my page and pray that my friends see it. I do believe that tagging is tacky. I don't tag people and stuff unless they request that I do so. But I know that a lot of people do that. And again, it's to your discretion. But when you tag me in a post and I'm unfamiliar with it and you hadn't gotten my permission, all I do is remove the tag and I'll hide the post, because you can't post on my page without my permission anyway. But I'm saying all of this to say, nobody cares about your event. Nobody cares what you're offering, especially when they don't even know you. Why is our first indication as an introduction to someone to have our hand out or to ask for something? We need to learn as people to be more givers as opposed to takers. We need to give more. You know, we need to give the information, sometimes provide it for nothing, or maybe don't give all of the information, but you want to pour into people. We're so busy taking and trying to see what we can get sometimes, guys, to where it really is a sad situation when you just take, take, take. But I'm here to tell you and encourage you today, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. If I care about you, I'm going to do something for you. If I care about you, I'm going to do more than just send you information inviting you to my event. I'm going to talk to you from time to time. I'm going to perhaps see how you're doing in your business and what I could potentially do to help you. And I hope that in most cases I can help you without putting a price tag on it. I help a lot of people, guys, that aren't my coaching clients. I give a lot of advice to people that aren't paying me one red cent. And I think we've got to get more into that as opposed to, you know, and I don't want to sound, you know, because I do believe if it doesn't make money, it doesn't make sense. But that's just a business mindset that I have in the terms of I've gotten accustomed to saying no to situations. You know, I do believe no does not require an explanation or a justification. I do believe that no is a complete sentence. And that's just for my own sanity and yours as well. So sometimes when you give too much, you need to implement that no. But some of you guys are not giving at all. And I need you to just kind of do a self-evaluation. Look at you. Look at the last person that you've helped without a fee. Look at the last person that you've mentored or encouraged or, you know, brought along with you without wanting anything in return. And when you do that assessment, that's going to tell you where you are and where you want to be or where you need to be. Because again, the thing is another day above ground is a blessed day. It's another opportunity to get it right. Guys, we don't always get it right, but in not getting it right, the good news is that we're given chance after chance after chance. So I really am doing this podcast today so that you can just think about your situation and who you are. Think about the people that only contact you when they need something. We all have family members like that or people that are close to us that may be taking for granted our kindness or whatever. But I want you to look at that situation. How does that make you feel when that person doesn't call to check on you or that person doesn't do anything for you, but every time they need something, your number is the first number that they call? And even in those cases, guys, I'm not telling you not to do for your family members and whatnot, but what I'm saying is bring that to that person's attention, you know, and hopefully in a loving way, hopefully with love, and not necessarily in a nasty way. But I do understand that sometimes when we only deal with takers, guys, we need to really assess our circles. We really need to, you know, maybe change our circles, because you perpetuate the environment that you come from. And so when you're around people that are only takers, you tend to maybe fall into that. Think about it when, you know, maybe you don't curse anymore. That's the situation with me. And sometimes I find myself with people that I associated with back in the day. I might be having a conversation with them and they just, every other word out of their mouth is a cuss word. So I will find myself making it more justifiable for me to drop a curse word or not because I'm around them. But we need to be the thermostat, not the thermometer. We don't need to set our temperature based on what everybody else is doing. We need to set the temperature. We need to set the mold. So if you are a true giver, that's what you're going to surround yourself with, other people that can give to you, other people that aren't just, don't just have their hand out. Because again, guys, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. And caring is an action word as well. You know, we talk about love. That's an action word. You can say you love me all day, but if you don't show me any love, that means absolutely nothing. You can tell me that you're hard working, but if I never see you working hard, it means absolutely nothing. These are all action words. Action is always required. What are you doing to show people how much you care about them? What are you doing to implement letting them know that I care more than just about what you can give me? I care about who you are as a person. And when you can do that, that is the little needle in the haystack that everybody is looking for. Again, you could be the smartest person in the room, but if you're the smartest person in the room and nobody's listening to you, does that even matter? You know, I really want you to assess this, guys. People don't care how much you know. They don't care how smart you are. They don't care how well you're doing in their business. If they're getting nothing out of that deal, they could take it or leave it. And so that's where we have to get back to. We have to not always be takers. You know, I think about even the people that, you know, we just came through an election season, even the people that voted. Well, if you didn't get your way in voting, I talked about on the radio the other day, well, what's next? What else do you need to do? Perhaps you need to run for office. Perhaps you need to involve yourself a little bit more, because yes, voting is our civic duty. It is a privilege. It is a right. But at the same time, it can't just stop there. If you just vote and you think that that's it, you've got this whole thing messed up and you're part of the problem as opposed to part of the solution. Don't get it twisted. Voting is very important. I want you to vote, but I want you to be an educated voter. I want you to go out there knowing who these candidates are. I want you setting yourself up to be prepared to hold these candidates accountable and make sure that they're doing what you need them to do as their constituent, right? So accountability is a big thing, guys. So I just really want you to be encouraged today. I want you to assess yourself. I want you to see if you're on that taker side or if you're on the giver side. And another thing I want to, you know, really quickly talk about, if you give too much, you might be empty. You know, what about that? You know, sometimes we can pour out so much and not have someone pour back into us. And then we have nothing left to give. Now we're bitter. Now we're angry. Now we're snapping at everybody when you made a choice. So everything is about balance, though. You can't just take. You can't just give. You need to have a healthy balance that comes along with either of those two things. I want you to definitely be willing to pour into others. I want you to definitely be willing to receive some blessings for yourself. You know, I meet people sometimes and they never want anybody to bless them. Oh, no, you can't pay for anything. But I have learned, I have been taught, you know, I'm not going to take away your blessing. If you want to bless me, I want to receive it. And at the same time, I want to be a blessing to, I want to be blessed to be a blessing. I want to bless others. I want people to look at me and say, you know what? I really appreciate her. I had a client call me about a month ago and just tell me just how much she appreciated. And again, this was a paying client, was writing me checks every month. And so the thing about it was, but just for her to tell me that her investment was paying off and she was already seeing an improvement in her business, that was win-win. Everything that I do, guys, if it's not win-win, if I'm in a situation with you and it's not a win-win situation, I'm going to be the first person to get out of it, because I want to win, but I want you to win at the same time. I think there's enough out here to go around, guys. I don't think that we have to be chomping at the bit, and I don't think that it has to be dog eat dog. I don't think that there's any lack, but I think that we are better together. I think when we work together and have that type of mindset that we can do anything together, and we want to pull somebody else up with us, and we don't just want to be at the top looking down at everybody else, I think that's a better situation than anything else that we can think about. So I hope that these words have impacted you today. I hope that they have, you know, made you think and assess your situation. If you are on the taker side, there's good news. You can shift your mind. You can change your mind, and you can start being more of a giver. Don't just contact people to ask them for something. Contact them to tell them that you love them. Contact them to tell them, you know, that you don't want anything from them. You just came by to check on them. Try doing that and see how that works out for you, as opposed to just calling them to ask for something. And if you're always the giver, allow other people to pour into you when they try to. Okay, don't just feel like, oh, no, I can't take nothing from you. Oh, no, that's charity. No, ma'am, no, sir. Let them get their blessing by blessing you. Because God sends people and he works through people, and he will send the right kind of help for your situation. I just lost a family member that really was just an inspiration to my life. He was posting pictures on Facebook, and he had just come from a long trip out of the country and everything. And then I got the word that he had passed away. Guys, don't take your life for granted. Like I said, don't just call your loved ones when you want something. Call them to check on them, to genuinely want to inquire about how they're doing and what's going on in their life. And trust me, the impact that you make with that sort of situation is going to be 10 times better than anything that you could ever think. I hope you guys have a blessed day. This is Coach Pride signing off, guys. Please, if you like this, if this blesses you, share it with someone else. Share it. Subscribe to this channel so that you can see every time we do a podcast here. And I look forward to talking to you next time. Y'all have a fantastic remainder of your day. Be blessed.